J.D. Vance not only resigned from the Senate, but he's also criticizing Gavin Newsom and the fires. Y'all tell me if this is a setup. Y'all tell me if this is a setup for the 2028 presidential election. But first, let's go to J.D. Vance making his announcement that he's no longer going to be in the Senate, but he's now going to be Vice President of the United States of America, which we know the swearing-in ceremony is roughly 7 days from now.
Now, Vance resigned at midnight from the Senate effective today as he prepares to become vice president.
And now it's up to Governor DeWine to appoint his replacement. Now, 10TV political reporter Doug Petcash joins us live in studio now with an update on the governor's decision.
Well, Yolanda and Angela, Governor DeWine says he will have an announcement probably next week. And here's what I can tell you about what we've learned today. Vance sent a resignation letter to the governor yesterday saying he was resigning from the Senate effective today. DeWine attended a dinner with 21 other Republican governors last night hosted by President-elect Trump at Mar-a-Lago in Florida. In a clip from C-SPAN, a reporter asked DeWine about replacing Vance. Here's what the governor said.
We certainly have been working on this for some time, and I'll have an announcement probably next week. I'm looking for someone, first of all, who will be a worker in the U.S. Senate. I spent 12 years there. I think I have a pretty good idea what it takes to be successful. I want someone who understands Ohio, who has a deep knowledge of our state.
DeWine also said it has to be someone who is willing to run in 2026 in a special election and then again 2 years later when Vance's term would have been up. The governor did not get into who he is considering for the Senate seat. Lieutenant Governor.
So I'll keep you guys up to date on what's going on from that perspective. But J.D. Vance pulled up yesterday to talk about pardons, but more importantly, he also talked about California. Check it out.
Okay, I sat down for an exclusive interview with Vice President-elect J.D. Vance yesterday, his first since leaving the Senate officially, and we started by talking about the new administration's plans for handling disasters like the ones in California and recovery in the Carolinas. Well, welcome back to Fox News Sunday. Now, as Vice President-elect, congratulations.
Thank you. It's good to be here.
Okay, so I want to talk to you about the fire situation in California because your administration will be coming in, taking over the reins as the feds are trying to meet that along with many other emergency situations they have going on. Gavin Newsom, the governor of California, has written to President Trump saying, let's not be divisive right now. Come out and visit. Let people see us working together. Any indication the president-elect may do that?
Well, I know the president would love to visit California. And first of all, you know, our hearts go out to everybody who's been affected by the storms. I've seen some of these videos of people where, you know, folks have lived in those homes for 25, 30, 35 years and everything is gone. And whatever your political affiliation, it's hard not to see those images and just be heartbroken for our fellow Americans who are going through a very tough time. And I do think, frankly, the federal government has to do a better job. President Trump is committed to doing a better job when it comes to disaster relief. That's true for the hurricane victims and flood victims in North Carolina. It's true for the fire victims in California. We have to do a better job. We need competent, good governance. Now, that doesn't mean you can't criticize the governor of California for, I think, some very bad decisions over a very long period of time. I mean, some of these reservoirs have been dry for 15, 20 years. The fire hydrants are being reported as going dry while the firefighters are trying to put out these fires. There is a serious lack of competent governance in California, and I think it's part of the reason why these fires have gotten so bad. We need to do a better job at both the state and federal level. So,
J.D. Vance is absolutely right, but I also believe that he's setting the stage and making sure that he put people in a place, Gavin Newsom, who the Republican Party is probably anticipating him run for president in 2028. Is this the facts? I believe so. And so not only is J.D. Vance not going to miss an opportunity to hold him accountable, which he should, because they have been completely incompetent. They have not done a good job with regard to managing this whole situation. They didn't do a good job with managing a budget in California. And see, that's the part that people are missing in this whole conversation. People are missing that part in this conversation and that they're not really understanding that this is a way for them, in my opinion, over in California, this is a way for the government over in California to scapegoat themselves out of being accountable for the fact that they were already operating at a budget deficit as well as over in Los Angeles. Whenever you see a natural disaster or something catastrophic happens anywhere, It's an opportunity for the taxpayers to then bail them out from their own bad decisions that they were making prior to this natural disaster happening. This is bad for the people over in California, in Los Angeles, in the Palisades, and all of these places. But this is great for the government in California. You're not hearing me. Y'all don't want to hear me. This is absolutely, positively devastating for all of the people that are coming home and realizing that they didn't have fire insurance or they lost all of their stuff and all of these things. But it's absolutely exciting, especially considering that California was operating at a budget deficit in the billions. They were facing a budget deficit in the billions. And Los Angeles was cutting the budget because they had mismanaged funds. And so when you see a natural disaster happen often at times, what it does is it presents them an opportunity to make themselves look good to the general public, to divert attention away from the thing that they were doing bad, and at the same time, shore up their budget with federal tax dollars. And so you and I will now be on the hook for making sure that they're taken care of in the name of helping people and fixing this economy and doing things. And we need to divert funds away from Ukraine, even though they just got another $500 million on their way out the door. We need to make sure that we fix California and go and meet the requirements of what's going on. And where's FEMA? And we got to do more for them. We got to make sure that we partner with the federal government, because this is something that was out of everybody's hands.
Reason why these fires have gotten so bad. We need to do a better job at both the state and federal level.
So there are skeptics who worry about what the administration will do when it comes to handing out aid to California. They're citing back to something that the president-elect said in September when he said, we won't give him money to put out all his fires. And if we don't give him the money to put out his fires, he's got problems. Is there any consideration of withholding aid to Californians?
No, look, President Trump cares about all Americans, right? He is the president
for all
Americans.
Thank you, everybody.
And I think that he intends to have FEMA and other federal responses much, much better and much more clued into what's going on there on the ground. You know, President Biden has been asleep at the wheel for a number of different crises. And I think this final California fire, as it's really getting out of control in Biden's last week and a half, I do think it drives home just, again, we've had incompetent governance for so long. Hmm. You know, President Trump often says that the coalition that made him the president was just a common sense coalition. There were conservatives, there were moderates, there were even a few liberals. But the thing that united us is just this basic idea that, yes, government should be smaller, but when government does the things that it should do, it ought to do them well. And that's one of the things that President Trump and I are going to fight to get back to.
And it's amazing. It's funny because nobody sees the play until the play is already in their face. Nobody sees the play until the play is in their face. If you don't see the play, I'm explaining it to you. It's not about whether or not they were incompetent or mismanaged. Who's focused on homelessness, for example, right now? The big headline was budget deficit, broke, homelessness, incompetence, unaffordability, housing crisis, regulation, doo-doo on the streets of California. Who is focused on any of those things in California right now? You know what the message is? You know what Democrats are saying? You know what they're feeding to the people? Hey, look, if you don't think that Gavin Newsom, when he gets up in the morning and he makes sure that he puts his hair gel on and he shaves his face and so that he can present himself to the general public, if you don't think that the play is ultimately, or that he's thinking in his mind, or that he's tapping in with all of his assistants and his whatever it is, the people that surround him, his cabinet, his aides, or whoever it is that surround him, if you don't think that at the end of the day or at the beginning of the morning, they say, hey, all right, so what do we have to do? We do have to take care of this. This is what's happening with the firefighters. This is what's happening with the fires and all of this stuff. Oh, and before we leave, let's have a conversation about how we can present ourselves and who we need to meet with the press and what's the message that we're trying to send and how do we make sure that we put ourselves in this position in the best position possible and paint ourselves in the best light. If you don't think that that's the conversation that's being had, you crazy. You're crazy. You're out of your mind. Now they get to divert away from all of the things that we were holding Californians accountable for, and they get to focus on, hey, listen, we're not worried about that right now. Our goal is to save lives. Our goal is to mitigate the fire. Our goal is to rebuild. Listen, if they have any semblance of success when it comes to stopping this fire, rebuilding efforts, and then making themselves look good and setting themselves up for the Olympics and all of these other events, I guarantee you that that will be the conversation, not all of the other stuff that happened before it. They're not going to be talking with the homelessness crisis and with the homelessness rates and $165, $180 million that they spent on homelessness and a $28 billion that just so happened to go missing that they were dedicating to homelessness, because nobody is going to be talking about it. Everybody is going to be talking about fires. Everybody going to be distracted with celebrities. It's going to be another scandal somewhere. And then they're going to all be focused on whether or not we were successful and we came out of this together, because that was a time that was unprecedented. This was the worst time in history when it came to fires over in California. And it's our job. It's our job as people that pay attention to remind them, to remind you, to remind the general public the same way that we did during the last election. And we didn't forget over the last 3 years what they were doing. See, they thought that you were going to be distracted and they wasn't going to have to be accountable for all of the things that happened for the entirety of their presidency, of that cabinet being in place. We went back to 2021 and we said, hey, man, you was the border czar. They thought we forgot. And they said, oh, no, 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 no. We wasn't the border czar. That was just an unofficial title. No, you was. Yes, you were. Yes, you were. And we're going to do the same thing to Gavin Newsom. We're going to do the same thing to all of these people. We're going to hold them accountable. I'm going to make sure of it. As long as I have breath in my body, you are going to have to be accountable for the things that you did while you were in office. And all of the money that went missing and all of the homelessness crisis and all of the things that you wasn't successful at. And we not just going to pay attention to what happened in the last 2 years that you was in office.
It ought to do them well. And that's one of the things that President Trump and I are going to fight to get back to.
So President Biden is doing what he can on his way out the door on a number of issues. And critics would say some of those appear to be aimed at blunting what you all might have planned. Let's talk first about immigration. Politico has this headline: Biden extends temporary status of nearly a million migrants ahead of Trump deportations. It says the move allows people from.
This is anything but a peaceful transition. This is anything but a peaceful transition. It hasn't been. It's probably the worst transition from administration to administration that we've ever seen in our lifetime.
Certain countries who currently have temporary protected status or TPS to renew work permits and deportation protections, extending the program for El Salvador until March 2026 and Sudan, Ukraine and Venezuela until October of 26. How does President Trump plan to handle these last minute things? And what are his own executive actions planned, especially with regard to the border on day one?
Yeah, so Shannon, if you step back a little bit, I do think it's important to reiterate that not just on the border, but on a whole host of issues, President Biden has left us an absolute dumpster fire. Now, we're excited to get to work, but we need to be open and honest about the fact that President Biden has not left the next administration in a good place, right? FEMA's funds are depleted. We have a wide open southern border. Oil is going through the roof. Bond yields went from 4.1% to 4.8% in a month. And that's on top of the fact that President Biden has been running the largest peacetime deficits in the history of this country. So we've got a lot of debt, a lot of problems, and a wide open southern border. And thank God that Donald Trump takes office in a week and a half, because we need somebody to actually govern this country effectively. Now, on the border crisis in particular, the most important thing that we have to do is to send a message that America is closed to illegal immigration. For the past 4 years, we have been wide open. And you're going to see, I think, dozens of executive orders coming from the Trump administration, coming from us on day one, that send a message to Customs and Border Patrol: you guys are allowed to do your job again. And to illegal immigrants all over the world: you are not welcome into this country illegally. If you want to come through, you've got to come through proper channels.
What about the critics who are humanitarian activists?
I think that's pretty straightforward.